Starting off once again the second hour of Sunday in the Country here on Robin Hood Radio. It's we always bring in Willie Hallihan from Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com, the one website you can go to find out any sporting event related to fundraising activity that's going on in the tri-state area. And we have another busy week or two definitely ahead of us, and here's Willie Hallihan. Willie, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. Nice to hear your voice, too. The summer's heating up in more than one way. The temperatures are climbing and the events are starting to become numerous, and this next week is no exception. There are a couple of events happened yesterday I should probably make note of, even though they've already come and gone. There was a Tri-State All-Star Baseball game. This was a new event that was held at maybe the event itself isn't new, but as a fundraiser, it was at Fusenich Park in Torrington, and that was a fundraiser for FOCUS, the Center for Autism. And also yesterday, the Oliver Wolcott High School had their annual golf tournament. I talk a lot about public schools that have to raise money for their programs. Lots of times it's for the athletic programs. This one's for scholarships for Oliver Wolcott seniors. And also yesterday was the Wild, a WYLD obstacle run. This is a annual event. It's part of a four-race series that benefits the Northwest Connecticut YMCA. That's the Canaan and Torrington and Winsted ones. And I didn't get to it this year, but it's a talk about photo opportunities. This is basically a 5K run that has 33 obstacles in it. People are running through the mud, through water, through under culverts and over things, mountains of tires and barriers of one sort or another. And it's held at Moe Park in Torrington, a beautiful facility. And as I said, it's part of a four-race series. Center Subaru in Torrington underwrites all the costs of this whole series. It's a pretty significant financial obligation, but the first of the four was held at the Norbrook Brewery in Colebrook, the new microbrewery there. It was a 5K. It was a trail race because the brewery has so many acres of property, 50-some, I think, and they ran the whole trail race on their property. That was the first of the series. This one yesterday is the second. Third one will be the Canaan Railroad Days run, coming up later this month. And then the fourth will be the Highland Hustle in September. It all benefits the YMCA. And specifically, it provides scholarships for people who can't afford the membership fees. It's a very worthwhile cause, and a lot of people get on board for that. Anyway, it's part of a series and worth noting. Today, a couple of events too late to get into, but worth noting as well, the Stissing Sprint Triathlon and Kids Triathlon. Another interesting point is both the Sprint Triathlon today and the Wild yesterday have a full kids version. So the obstacle run that the adults run is different from the kids, and the same with the triathlon. They just toned down the distances. By the way, yesterday the Wild had 90 adults and 75 kids, so there's a lot of interest in the kids' divisions to these events. But the Stissing Sprint Triathlon was held this morning in Pine Plains and benefits their recreation program. And also today is the Discover Hudson Valley Ride. This is a bicycling event. Whenever it says a ride, that means it's a non-competitive event. If it's a race, then of course it is. But this started and continues at Warius Park in Poughkeepsie. And typical of rides, there's like five different rides depending on your ability. They can range from 12, 15 miles up to 100. And what is interesting about this series of rides is that every one of the rides will cross the Hudson River one way or the other, either on the walkway over the Hudson or the Mid-Hudson Bridge. And then also today, and you can go to this because it's from 9 to 5, is the Round Hill Highland Games over at Lime Rock Park. It's $15 to get in, and it features the Scottish Games, the Caber, and all these weight events. They just chuck around massive, rocks and so forth, and it's a gas, and there'll be food and music and everything else going on. That's all day today over at Lime Rock Park. Then on July 4th, there are a couple of events up in Pittsfield. The Pittsfield BHS, that's the Berkshire Health Systems Independent Day 5K. That's held at Wacona Park in Pittsfield. And the proceeds from that benefit programs at the Berkshire Medical Center. Now, the Berkshire Health Systems is a kind of an umbrella organization that oversees the Berkshire Medical Center, Fairview Hospital, and so forth, and they have a lot going on. And also, on the 4th, closer to home, over at the Grove in Lakeville, is the Run Around the Lake. Now, this has been going on for years. It begins and ends at the Salisbury Town Grove. And this is probably the most informal event that I'll have on the calendar. There's no registration. There's no fee. You don't sign up. Everybody just shows up at 8 o'clock and they run. They go around the lake and then they go home. But it's become a tradition, and they'll get a fair number of people, 20, 30 runners, and it's all about the camaraderie and so forth. I think at one time it was kind of a quasi-SWASA event. The late George Kiefer ran it for years, and on his passing, the torch went on to Nick Collin, who's been co-running it and now kind of runs it. But it's very informal. You just show up, you run, and you go home and participate in the rest of the holidays' activities. And then on Monday, on Sunday, July 7th, that's after the 4th of July weekend, there's the Angevine Farm Half Marathon in Warren. This is put on by Steep Endurance. It's actually a for-profit company. You'll hear that name more throughout the season. And their expertise is putting on ultra events, half marathons, marathons, in different locations around the area. They use Mohawk Mountain for one, for example, and down in Kent at the state park. And although they're a for-profit company, their business model is putting on an event, raising money, and giving part of it back to local causes. So that's July 7th on Sunday. And then Monday, July 8th, starting of the next weekend, is the Torrington-Winsted Rotary 31st Annual Golf Classic. That's held at the Torrington Country Club. It's been around for a long time. And they raise money for both scholarships, and they have a whole list of programs that they support. And typically, Rotary clubs around the area are hugely philanthropic, of course. That's their reason for being. And they're no different. But scholarships are an important part of that fundraising. By the way, scholarships, I would say, I've never really formalized this by studying it, but I would say that scholarships are probably the most common beneficiary of sports-related fundraisers. There are many, many, many for sure, but scholarships are right up there. And that pretty much does it for the rest of this weekend, the 4th of July holiday, and the weekend following it.
And once again, for the 4th of July run around the lake, these just show up around 8 o'clock?
Yeah, you show up a little before, and then they all take off at 8. And, it's I think it's around 4 miles around the lake, if I'm not mistaken. And then you go home. I don't think there's any kind of, there are no awards. It's just to get together and enjoy the joy of running, if that's your thing, and to enjoy the camaraderie of your fellow runners, and then it's off to the holiday.
Or else you can just wait around for a few more minutes, and then 11 o'clock, go to the celebration at the Grove where the extras program sells hot dogs and put some of those calories back on.
There you go. Next year, I'll remember that and incorporate it into the run around the lake. Just stick around and help raise money for something else.
It's a busy day around the lake, and yes, I have always seen those runners gather, and it is. Sometimes they have 30, 40, sometimes they have 10, 15. It all depends on the weather.
Yep.
Well, Willie, have a happy 4th of July, and we'll speak to you next weekend.
Thank you, Marshall. You do the same.